How can I be of service?
Randy Newman.
Randy Newman playing. That's Bob Dylan.
Huh?
I was about to go, Randy Newman's playing. Yeah. But that's Bob Dylan. So.
Fuck you.
I'd like to hear Randy Newman get aggressive.
How aggressive would you like him? I offer three varieties of Randy Newman. They're all pink all the way through. Only the weapons change.
Let me. I told you not. Like my Randy Newman impression is a deaf retard.
What was that? Was that a Coke Zero?
That's actually Miller High Life.
I can't
record sober. So
look at you on a budget.
It was on sale. A 30 pack at Meijer was $15. So I snapped that up.
They paid you $15 to drink that?
It's lasted me for 2 weeks.
That is incredible restraint.
What do you mean?
that you had 30 beers that lasted 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You should lead meetings.
Honestly, it's called restraint, I guess. That's what, like,
do you want to be my sponsor? I'm getting Locos tattooed on my liver.
Have you had Four Loko at all?
you mean Blackout Punch?
Regret in a can. Well, like, can you categorize that for me? Like, because I mean, it's kind of blowing up. The
it is, dude. It is awesome. And apparently, it's big with the ladies. I guess it's like date rape. Only they don't lay there like, you know, like a wet T-shirt.
God, why is it that girls are always like way worse at drinking than us?
I don't
like,
know.
It's an
excuse, dude. They're just trying to get past that social judgment that comes with losing inhibition.
I guess
that's
but
all it is.
But
I'm feeling tipsy. Maybe I should have a gangbang.
I don't understand because, like, you know, I mean, most of the guys that I know, they drink and they chill. You know, I mean, except for the people who scream woo every night down the road. It's just the girls tend to be like, I don't see drinking as being problematic unless it's a girl doing it. I don't know.
I had no idea. They're not good at lots of stuff.
Sports. But my entire online career, like all of the content that I've ever created, the goal is to alienate as many people as possible. So
yeah.
Are we going to like shoot straight for half the population of planet Earth right now?
What? The women?
Yeah.
Well, they're the ones that are ruining the economy of the world.
Really?
Specifically the United States. Hell yeah. We don't have a healthcare problem. We have a women's healthcare problem.
Okay.
I don't have any firm numbers. I haven't done any research. I don't really have any knowledge per se that this is true, but nonetheless, it's my opinion. They require so much more maintenance.
That's true.
It's just the way it is. I mean, I know men can get breast cancer, but most of the time you're not getting breast cancer, right? And think about all the diagnostic tests and biopsies that are involved in that. And if a guy, how much does it cost for a prostate exam?
I mean, I can get them for free anytime I want.
Hey man, can I bum your finger? That's
yeah.
A weird angle. That's it. That's all that's required. Don't need any fancy machinery.
Don't worry, man. It's just a callus. But
yeah.
But yeah, it's like they're an incredibly fragile ecosystem.
Yeah, it's bizarre. They gotta go in. Do you have to go in once a year and have somebody jam some sort of salad tong looking thing up your urethra? No,
no, I don't. That is entirely elect. But how much of that is like actual like the needs of their of their overly complex gully works, and how much of that is like how much of that difference is just the fact that dudes are way way more neglectful of their health than women are?
So I'm not saying we should inflict gunshot wounds on them and be like, oh, you're a woman, we're not going to fix that. I'm just what I'm saying is just people got to live less time. And guys do it on their own.
Yeah, oh gosh.
It's not my fault. And like with everything else, they need help. So we're going to help them, right?
And that gets to a root of the problem, which is like the majority of the world's problems are population-based, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I guess so. I mean, when was the last time a woman was like, oh, it's a heart attack, but I'm going to finish shoveling the driveway? We do it on our own.
Yeah, we're mad too stupid to live.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You only have one leg. I can still be my own bobsled team. It works.
It does. It's an elegant system.
All I'm saying is that if God created the world in, 7 days, he created people one of those days, right?
Yeah.
He shouldn't have waited till the last hour to make a woman. Or he worked on them for way too long.
Is God a perfectionist?
Huh?
Is God a perfectionist?
He doesn't have to be.
I know. It's a quandary, right? It's like a Zen cone, which ironically is my flavor of Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Delicious.
Man.
Maybe we should just stop fixing like immigrant women.
Nah, I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that to
me. Remember when we went fisticuffs?
Oh, we got crazy about it. But the thing is, like, having that discussion with me is the equivalent of picking a fight.
Yeah, I know.
It's not fair. We're buds, you know?
You rely on their labor too much.
Well, yeah, in general we do. But the people who scream out most against, you know...
Your income relies on immigrants.
Do you realize how much evil we have to be complicit in to exist in this modern age? I'm serious,
dude.
We just like we by our very existence living on this planet, we are committing unspeakable acts of evil against many, many others.
Even if we're not carrying them out, we're thinking about them.
No, I mean it's always in the back of our mind, and we're
paying somebody else to do it,
right? Or you know, neglecting to do something, so we're making it easier for ourselves, but way, way harder for other people. It's just it's a quandary. It really is.
Yeah, I think. Neglect is a direct result of annoyance, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it is. An annoyance at things that we're expected to do but don't.
Sometimes neglect gets so annoying that you just snap and just fucking shake a baby.
I thought about... I'm sure this exists somewhere on the internet, a baby's t-shirt, like a baby t-shirt that says, like, shake well before using... like an overly hip, ironic set of like nascent yuppie parents buying that for their kids. Just be like, oh my gosh, we're so edgy.
shake before cuddling.
Yeah, it's all just to teach the baby contrast, right?
It's like that lady, the fucking lady in Florida that was playing Farmville and decided that the baby's crying was interrupting her game of Farmville. Apparently it was harvest time.
Gotta bring in the corn.
She was super stressed.
Gotta foreclose on the farm.
Super stressed. And I'm gonna put a serious asterisk in this story.
Okay.
This isn't funny by any conventional
Jesus,
sense.
No.
I don't advocate it. And if you're a jury listening to this,
yeah,
this isn't something that I would normally do.
I, Chris Ross, being of sound mind and body,
do hereby acknowledge that this is neither funny nor admissible in court.
Right, exactly.
So there you go. But yeah, she did that, and then she pled guilty, and yeah, so she's going to go to jail for like 15 to 50 years.
God, priorities, man.
I have no idea, dude. But when I told the doctor that sometimes I give Emma a Dimetap so that she'll go to sleep, he looked at me like I was the mom from Trainspotting. I don't understand why I'm so condemnable for that.
Well, I don't know. That's what happened to us.
My mama did it.
Yeah, yeah.
Mama did it.
And yeah, that's a justification for a bunch of like awful, awful shit. But like,
yeah,
antihistamines. I don't know. And Dimetap is so tasty too. Is it the grape flavor?
I didn't tie one off and let her sip on some scissor.
Like, level with me here. Was it grape Dimetap?
Yeah, some purple drank.
Yeah, that's perfectly acceptable. That shit's delicious.
I've never had purple drank. I don't know. I don't think we're talking about the same thing.
No, I'm talking about Dimetap, man.
No, purple drank. I think that's a.
Oh, like it's the anti-energy drink.
No, it's like Scissor.
Is it?
Yeah, it's codeine and alcohol mix. It's a ghetto cocktail, man. Purple drank.
No, drank that. That's actually like marketed by one of those like energy drink companies that like sells the overly colorful cans, like 24-ounce cans of just awful, awful guarana and taurine mixed with battery acid flavor kind of shit. But uh-huh. Yeah, it's like the anti-energy drink. It's grape flavored, and it's like it's meant to. I think the slogan for the beverage is "Slow your roll."
Really?
Yeah, look it up.
That's awesome. Valerian root and Special K infused.
Man, we could do a whole episode on like gas station energy drinks and the implications therein of like
rip what... it, X-tide, bug eyed,
God, erection,
train wreck.
I want an energy drink that is just called erection. Well, just like the
flaming pile up.
Yeah. Massacre.
Like a really long one just written spiraled around the can. Just like flying on a trapeze while on cocaine. Doing flips in a wind tunnel.
Coke frenzy. Yeah, make the name of the drink a
strong out.
Yeah, just make the name of the drink a paragraph.
Bender.
What was that? What was that whipped cream stuff you were telling me about?
Oh, I think it's called Crame.
Crame. Is there an accent over the E?
I don't know. It's 15% alcohol by volume. Ready whip. Slam it, huff it, cut it, drink it.
It's a whip it, and it's a shot.
Ramstein's coming back with that jingle. Slam it, huff it, cut it, drink it.
Do hust. Du hast Crime.
Makes sense.
It does. Don't chase a devil tonight. Don't chase a devil tonight.
Hey, have you ever wanted to see a printer shoot out a car? A fully functional hybrid?
Like made of paper?
No, man, fully functional.
Is this like one of those like 3D polymer printer shit things?
I guess so. It layers it all up.
It builds it like one of those 3D puzzles?
Essentially, I guess so. I mean, I haven't seen one work, but it's
like a science class diagram of a skull.
It's like the sketch that spits out at the Chuck E. Cheese in the photo booth.
Yeah, exactly.
only here's your vehicle. I'll just print a new one.
I'll just print a new one. It's fine. I could print out a new.
I saved it on my hard drive. I'll print another one.
Yeah. No, I think that a more useful application of that technology would be to make a 3D printer that can print other 3D printers nonstop.
That's awesome.
But the thing is, you couldn't stop it because it would be exponential. So every printer would print another printer that prints out another printer until finally. Well, Ragnarok.
You can see where it's...
We're done. There's a logical conclusion to too many printers in this earth.
There are too many printers. In fact, I would say that there are way too many printers because sometimes it's just more economical to buy a new printer that has starter ink in it,
it is.
Than it is to buy the cartridges to put in.
Where is that business model acceptable outside of that, outside of printer ink? Like, I'm imagining, okay, let's go out and buy up all the condoms in the world, okay? Every single one, and then sell them for $5 a piece. Because people are going to have to print shit, just like they're going to have to like bone down. It's a human imperative.
Why can't I just print a condom? And, I mean, if we're going to exist in a world where you can just print
whatever you want.
Yeah.
That's fascinating, though.
Why am I going to work? Why am I not just printing all the things I want to buy?
Why don't I just print money?
I just print a bunch of pennies and pay my rent in pennies?
Yeah, like just big old jars of pennies. Print the jar. That's not going to go in.
Why?
I don't know.
You're the one who's looking at it negatively. Anybody can be lynched.
Right, right.
You ever been part of a lynch mob?
I'm not proud of it.
I just got carried away.
Right. I mean, you know what peer pressure is like.
Thought I heard the ice cream truck, so I just jumped in line.
I mean, it's kind of like I was in fourth grade. We were on the playground. We were arguing over which was better, the Sega Genesis or the Super Nintendo. Next thing I know, there's some dude hanging up there. It was bad
hanging
news.
From the caterpillar ear. I don't get it. This is not what I expected.
See, I love what you're doing there. You're with that joke. You're narrowing our appeal to the people who went to our elementary school between 1992 and 2002.
You're telling me that was the only place that was a limited edition caterpillar.
That was a limited edition.
That was on nobody else's playground. And I suppose that the swings on our playground were the only ones that you could swing and jump from.
I know a kid who busted his head open doing that.
Mention tetherball to anyone else who didn't go to our elementary school, and they're like, "What the fuck is that?" Now, I know what that huge funnel that has four chutes off of it that you throw balls in.
What's that for?
I know what that is, but I still say, what the fuck is that?
I don't know. What is that?
I have no idea. Maybe that's how you pick who gets lynched. I have no fucking clue.
Can't the kid
it's a game of chance. You got a 25% chance of winning or losing, I guess.
Losing your life.
Yeah, depending. Just letting you know from the start, I have creative control of this project.
Okay.
The mix,
not this.
Yeah. No.
I gotcha.
Clearly no one is in control of this.
No, it's off the rails.
Yeah. Which is a delicious energy drink. Where do we get energy before we had energy drinks? Did we eat vegetables? Or
I think it was from satisfaction with the world around us.
Where was I getting my Yohimbe root? That used to be in milk, or
I think they took it out. They took it out. They took it out when they started adding fluoride to the water.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
was Grana an oatmeal?
Yeah, it was. It was in there before they started. Before they took all the fluoride out of the toothpaste.
Would my diet kill a pioneer? Like, can you imagine that?
Like back in time, pioneer?
Yeah, like if we just pop back in a time machine on the Oregon Trail and just like saw a bunch of tired wagon people, we're like, oh, here you go, have a fucking stoned off your ass.
Oh yeah. Oh, the stoned off your ass.
Have a 24-ounce bottle of run through bullets.
Here, have a tall frosty erection.
Yeah. I have no idea. Have a 3.5-ounce shot of hollow point.
Quite frankly, it is inappropriately extreme. And I don't think that the pioneers could actually, I don't think that they could survive our diet. I mean, just the additives alone and shit. I mean, I hate to like harp on that, because I'm not like a, you know, I'm not raw food paleo diet. You know, I only eat what I kill. I only fuck what I eat. But,
yeah,
you know, it's a.
Do you think that it's too soon to have a alcoholic energy drink called Tecumseh? And then the byline on it is not your chief's fire water.
No. So you're asking if it's too soon for us to co-opt and lampoon the culture of the Native Americans?
Yeah,
because by that question, I take it that you are actually living in 1790.
Let's just face it. We didn't really give them much consideration then. We should probably now.
Probably. We should really. Gosh, like, you know how like different cultures have sway over different parts of American history, right?
Yeah, definitely. Fuck the Indians. That's what I have to say. Fuck the Indians.
Okay.
Because I have a 5-year-old little girl, and it's because of them that she says, "Are we there yet?"
Oh man, is it sad that I found a genuine use for a beer cozy, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I always thought that they were just like decorative or
it's
whatever.
It's 30 fucking degrees outside. Yeah, but it could get warm.
Right. Well, no, I mean, I discovered this. I mean, ever since I've started doing podcasts at home, when you put a beer cozy around your can or bottle of beer, it doesn't make a noise when you set down your beer. Listen to this. I'm going to set down this beer.
Uh-huh.
And now listen to it without the beer cozy. Hear that?
Yeah, I heard you slam that beer on the table.
Okay.
Oh God, dude. Did I ever show you those cozies that were actually like cozy snap bracelets?
What?
Yeah, they were like foam, like like those are made out of, but embedded in the foam was two snap bracelets.
Oh, so you just walk up and you give your beer a whoosh,
yeah, and it wraps around it. It coils like a python of thermal capability.
Right. Of thermal noise dampening capability. That sounds startlingly convenient.
It was at Glenn's Surplus.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that's a great place.
The bitch of it is they only had pink snake skin.
How is that a bitch? Because that sounds like the most awesome thing imaginable.
I want a neon green alligator belly.
You take for granted how like not crazy a place like Glenn's is, even though it's pretty crazy. You take for granted how not crazy it is. Until you go into a military's like surplus store in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
That's just upsetting.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I've never done it. You know what that building was originally?
What was it?
It's not as old as you think. It looks like it was built in like the 20s, but it was actually built in the early 70s. The guy who owned like the railroad thing over there,
uh-huh.
He had seen the $5 million man or whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And decided that all the future was in prosthetic heads. And he made all of these prosthetic heads. And technology just didn't meet up with it. It went bankrupt. And then they decided to make a military surplus store out of it. In the basement, you can still see the dyes and everything for the prosthetic heads.
Huh. Can you tell me how a prosthetic head works?
No. As far as I know, they don't exist.
But he made like a bunch of them, right?
No, that's not true. It was actually a military depot on the railroad in the 20s and 30s.
Right, yeah.
If it looks like a cock, it's probably a cock, you know?
Right, right. No, the if it looks like an erection, it's probably an energy drink. But
I actually read that as a warning sign on a rest stop.
There's a penis-shaped growth on this wall.
Oh, my, this is weird. I wonder what it feels like if I sit on it.
We go in for a closer look. It appears to be twitching.
I think that's a cock. What do you think?
bringing in a team of geologists.
I'm pretty sure that's a cock. Yep.
A lot of smart looking men with glasses and clipboards.
Go get the kids. This is weird.
And pretty soon the entire population of that town had gathered.
Never saw that again. Don't know where he went. Probably went to be the cock on the wall at a rest stop someplace.
but exit 135.
Yeah. Billy? No.
The thing is, though, like there's a very thorough screening test to be the cock at the rest stop, because you can't have any distinct like markings, no birthmarks, no warts, no moles, because the thing is, when they move you around, they don't want like somebody who goes to the cock in Columbus to go up to Cleveland and say, wait a minute, I know that birthmark that looks like the Michigan panhandle. That's a Steve? It's like, oh gosh, because it breaks the illusion, because like there's a sense of civic pride around the rest stop cocksmen.
They're union.
They're unionized. It's actually a subdivision of SAG.
It was just awful.
What was?
Huh?
Your experience with the Cocksman Guild?
No, the past 10 minutes.
Okay.
Tossing that around when I was driving, trying to figure out intuitive controls, just because like this guy was doing training on an excavator and he was explaining how the controls for the excavator work, and he was saying that they were like supposed to be extensions of your arms, and he made like this like mechanical crawling motion with claws out. He looked like some sort of large jungle cat. And I didn't really know what to say.
I thought that he was overselling it until he let out the... Yeah, they're extensions of your arm if you are hobbled in the specific way that myself and John McCain are.
You are severely, severely crippled.
Yeah.
Like, so bad that nobody would come to your aid if somebody made fun of you.
Oh, yeah, man.
Like, if you were just that crippled.
Are you talking to me specifically?
No, I don't know.
Okay, because you said you a couple too many times. And
you.
I don't have any. I don't
no,
have
I said,
any.
I said
visible.
Youths. It's youth.
Oh,
only
youths.
My cousin Benny style.
Oh yeah, youths. These kids. They're out there. They're out there crippling themselves just to be unique. It's the new body. It's the new piercing.
I guess so.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I'm gonna go have some elective surgery. Well, what are you gonna do? Yeah, I'm gonna shorten the tendons on my leg so I have to walk funny.
Yeah, yeah, no, I can't buckle my belt. Yeah, smash my hand. Got a flesh mitt now.
Are you familiar with the notion of I think it's called human futurism? But it's basically the notion that we're all going to become cyborgs anyway. So there has to be a certain subset of people who are willing to test these augments. You know, it can go. You know, it can be as far as like minute as like, oh, I'm gonna get an RFID chip put in my thigh so they can, you know, tell that I have type 2 diabetes. You know, when the EMTs come or whatever, and it goes like up to like people electively opting to get like crazy prosthetics. I don't know, maybe a prosthetic head. But
nine times out of ten, if you have diabetes, you're just gonna look at you and know.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Except for type one, that's always so squirrely.
Oh, he's 400 pounds and has a black foot. I think he's got the flu.
There, it appears there are scratch marks on the ground where he was desperately reaching for a Snickers bar.
H1N.
That's one of the reasons why I started dieting and eating better was because I'm terrified of diabetes because it's like one of the few diseases where you can get it. And like, and nobody's going to feel sorry for you because it's a character flaw, right?
You have alienated, like, there's probably nobody who would ever listen to this that hasn't had their life deeply impacted by the loss, either incapacity or total loss of a loved one, a friend or family member because of the ruthless, undiscerning, non-racial impact of diabetes, and you've just taken those people and said, yeah, grandma's dead because she fucking deserved it.
Well, no, but it's like alcoholism. I'm not saying I agree with it. I mean,
so you, my friend, have jumped the lady who shook a baby halfway and smoked a cigarette and now are in the lead.
In the lead for the most awful person in the world.
Yes, you are.
Thank you, Keith Olbermann.
Cryo herpes.
he's got the frost dick.
Belly, put your gloves on. You're gonna get cryo herpes.
You're gonna get cryo. The nice thing about having cryo herpes, at least you know oral cryo herpes, is you don't have to chill your beer. Oh, it is fun to turn Google Safe Search off.
Turn off safe search and type in footing the bill.
I'm game. What is that? Am I going to regret?
It's the Schoolhouse Rock pornography.
What? That combines so many things.
Be surprised how many different meanings Ratify has.
Ratify is my new energy drink. Do you think they should bring that back?
I don't know if kids today would relate to it.
Did we relate to it?
I don't know. Back in the day when there was optimism, we probably did.
God, the 90s.
Yeah.
When are the 90s going to come back?
Like, I don't know. When are people going to stop and realize maybe this is it? Maybe we're just done. Maybe the Illuminati's control is just gone.
It's basically the conspiracy theory equivalent of there is no God. It's a statement of exasperation. But no, a conspiracy theorist, upon finding out that the Illuminati has completely dropped the ball, like, what do they have to believe in anymore? Because what that means is all the bad stuff that happens to them now that the Illuminati is out is actually random chance. And I think that we've established that most of these conspiracy theorists they are actually attempting to cope with the fact that, like, bad shit happens all the time for no reason, and they're trying to ascribe some kind of intelligent, malevolent force to the notion that really life is going to fucking suck for them until they die, as it's going to do for most of us.
More than likely.
Yeah, and so it's easy, you know, it's more fun, really, to blame it on a secret cabal of reptilian Jews who live in the center of the Earth than it is just, like, realize that, you know what, shit's futile. You know, it's just going to keep on raining harder and harder and harder until we all drown.
Well, seriously, think about how much, in a big enough toilet, the shit upon flushing would spin and spiral indefinitely.
Yeah.
And that's Earth.
That is Earth. It's like when you go to the it's like when you go to the science center and you drop your penny down the big funnel. It just keeps going and going and going. It gets down to the end where it's all narrow, but it just keeps going faster and faster and faster, but it doesn't drop.
You're just continually puking in your face.
Yeah, just it's just it's
you puke, it suspends in midair, you revolve around, meet your own puke, and do it again and again.
People think that eventually entropy is going to take over and the Earth is going to stop spinning and we're going to suffer the heat death. But in reality, the things are going the opposite direction. In reality, we're just going faster and faster and faster.
We just pretend that there's a weak end to life. But the fact is, fucking shittiness does not rest. Just keeps coming at us.
It does.
And right now, the people of Haiti are at bat. America's on deck.
I'm sorry. That was probably, I know that we were like on a depressing kick there, but that was probably a little bit more depressing than we intended it to be.
No, it was just the right amount.
Well, we kind of get up there and drop truth bombs, because I think that in general, people have unrealistic expectations. And I think that when they start to fly high like Icarus, we have to be right there to swat them down. Because the sun's up there. It's going to suck. Stop that.
Icarus, Icarus, Icarus.
This cozy is really effective. Whoa!
They're flying under the radar.
Are they cloaked?
You heard that there were like 20 nuclear weapons in the American arsenal that went offline for like six hours. And the reassurance that NORAD gave was, don't worry, even though they were offline, we could have launched them at any time. No.
I'm sorry. Wait, no,
they were offline, but we had people there that could still launch them.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Whew.
I know.
Oh, man.
I know.
Sweat off brow.
I know that you're freaking out because you haven't seen your kid for like 2 days, but don't worry. Somebody could still be exploiting them sexually.
So you have hope. Hang in there. Here's a fruit basket. Yeah. We'll call you.
Is that guava?
I don't know. Some sort of weird fruit.
So is it one of the passion fruits? My hamstrings are killing me, but I have no idea why.
I think it's funny people have hams.
kind of horrifying, isn't it?
I don't know. When I see a nice ass, that's what I think.
I like to make a sandwich out of that.
Ooh.
Girl, I'm going to slice up pineapples and put them all over you.
Can I spiral cut you and serve you to my family? You know, you're good at first, but I like you as leftovers.
I think I've run out of ham jokes.
You're good when you're hot, but I like you when you've been in the fridge for a while. God, things coroners say. And those guys are fucking elected. That's a great office to run for.
What?
You elect your coroner.
Could I run for coroner?
You have to have a degree in,
I don't know,
in paleontology, I'm pretty sure.
God, so could I run to be a coroner, Chris?
If you had the credentials, I suppose. I don't know.
I don't know, because I'm thinking
you don't have to have any credentials to run for any other office.
You don't. That's what
I mean.
I'm
there's
saying.
No qualifications, so I suppose you could.
Like, how charismatic do people need their coroner to be? Is my question, because
I want
to drive around one of those sweet ass cars.
You just pull up in the coroner van, knock on somebody's door. The woman like falls down like with her dress out and her legs all askew. No. Just wondered if you'd like to vote for me this week. Oh, you mean, no, ma'am, no one's dead.
But you never know. Wink. No, I would have the most bitchin' coroner mobile.
I'd have pamphlets that show how good I cut people open.
I think the headlights would be skulls in jars.
Exactly.
Yeah. get that nice backlight going.
Show your audition tape for that knife infomercial.
It'll cut through pennies.
I can three times fillet this tomato.
Sir, how does this apply?
What's that, chunk of granite?
I'm going to have to get a running start for that.
This has been Those Damn Roskets.
Everybody on the show had a nickname, but I don't use a radio nickname, so my off-the-cuff response was, I'm Special K.
Really?
That's my radio name, Special K.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't ever guess that. But you do kind of make me want to just nod off.
Right, so. Yeah. I mean, I'm insufferable.